515,
go ahead.
Yeah, right, 5634, is he going to be in violation? Because I came up at 11 o'clock, and he won't get home until close to 1.
Yeah, I do see that. It doesn't show an onboard violation for him, and I figured he would appreciate that much better than waiting for the cab. So I don't like really running you around. So I notice that when I put this all together, you're going to be going to Hillsboro, then Oregon City. But the only other option I have is to put him back on a cab.
Yeah, and the cab can take tonight upwards of probably 2 hours because they're going to pick up the drunks to pick up us.
Exactly. Usually they're okay about the airport, and then it's a straight shot, so it's a kind of a 50-50 chance, but you just never know when it comes to Broadway. I hear you. But yeah, that's the reason why. So if he has any issues or any complaints about that, just let him know that we did their best, and if he has a complaint, he can always let us know, and I'll try to take care of it that way.
Well, I don't think that 563 World, I don't think that he'll complain. If he does, he'll probably call in and complain to customer service. I have no control over it. You have no control over it. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put a note in there to say, you know, that information too. But at least it's a nice pickup for both of them at the airport. That should get them both on board and one less thing to deal with. The reason why I had to move the Stark address up earlier is because that actually, that bar closed, so he needed an earlier ride. So it actually worked out a little bit flowing-wise a little bit better.
Yeah, it does, too. From the airport to North Portland's a lot faster than what's on there. So we'll see what I can do. I'm a miracle worker. This is your last Friday night of me this late, though.
It's official now, huh? So I will miss that.